Hey, you're back with Anna and Alina.
Today, we're going to be discussing the 2017 historical drama, The Post, starring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, directed by Steven Spielberg.
The film tells the story of the Washington Post during the Vietnam War era, when the Pentagon Papers were initially released.
The film emphasizes major themes of First Amendment rights, such as freedom of the press, as well as the duty of the news and media to report the truth. But it also includes a powerful message about sexism in the 60s and today.
This message is centralized about Katharine Graham, the publisher of the Post during the release of the Pentagon Papers, and the main character of the film.
Streep's portrayal of Graham addresses the true struggle of her position, as she was often the only woman in a room full of men.
This situation was portrayed on numerous occasions throughout the film, emphasizing the role of the male domination of the field, but also displaying Graham's professionalism, as she held a powerful but calm disposition despite being repeatedly overlooked.
Unfortunately, Katharine wasn't a stranger to being overlooked. When her father retired, the paper was handed over to her husband instead of her. Eugene Mayers, Graham's father, even claimed his reasoning that you never want a man working for his wife.
Despite these setbacks, Katharine attained the position of publisher after her husband's suicide and became one of the pioneering women in journalism history.
Of course, Graham struggled initially, as she was forced to step into a leadership position abruptly while still grieving the loss of her husband. However, the film portrays her with far less experience than her character deserves.
Prior to the release of the Pentagon Papers, Katharine held her position for 8 years and was well aware of her capabilities regarding her decisions, although she still possessed a certain level of doubt, as any publisher would in this situation. The film severely overplays her insecurity.
As the first female Fortune 500 CEO, Katharine conquered her field despite doubts from colleagues and from herself.
This was an incredible triumph, a victory in the wave of feminism brought on during the 70s. The film's release in 2017 seems particularly applicable to the celebration of female empowerment that seems to have reemerged recently.
Like in the 60s and 70s, powerful women's movements have resurfaced, such as the Me Too movement, with women speaking out about sexual harassment and discrimination in the workplace.
In an interview regarding his inspiration for taking on the film, director Steven Spielberg reveals his feelings of urgency to reflect 1971 and 2017 because it was terrifyingly similar.
Even in 2017, a census reported that only 38.9% of newsroom leaders are female. The Post brings attention to the importance of the freedom of the press with a powerful underlayer of female empowerment in the fields of journalism and media.
Journalist Rachel Heller said it best in her article analyzing the film. At its most inspiring, The Post is a tale of a boundary-pushing woman entrusted with the power to make history. At its most reflective, The Post is a wake-up call for the gender inequality that still plagues the journalism field.
This has been Anna and Alina on The Post. See you next time!